Welcome to the Living Spiritfully podcast, Come Alive edition. Here are your hosts for today, Paul Galoro and Catherine Stilo.
And Jazz Hands.
Jazz Hands.
love it. I mean, we still have to choreograph our opening dance, but it's so good to see you.
I actually watched an episode of Family Guy.
Just to like take notes and be like...
God.
Yeah.
With so the you canes get what and the tails and I in my head I'm totally there.
Yeah. So yeah. Listeners, actually, you know what? Since you're in on this conversation, let us know what you vision when you listen to our opening. Because I just think it's hysterical. But anyways,
I see a whole bunch of TikTok videos. Not that I'm encouraging that because I'm not even on TikTok, but
you know,
you showing your choreography, that would be
yeah, really we funny. Should. Yeah. That would be a great little thing to do with listeners. Show us your choreography to our opening song.
Yeah.
Kitty girl, how are you?
I'm feeling good. Before we started our podcast, I was just sharing a little bit about the energetic experiencing that I've been having lately. Mm-hmm. So it's been it's been a little bit of a wild ride for me, just been navigating a few things, not to go there again and get in detail, but I've been finding like this change of seasons, this full moon, this things that are on the horizon, eclipse season, as we were talking about, like I'm finding it's all kind of like stirring things up. Mercury in retrograde, I'm looking at past things that's coming up, and so it's
a good time. You've been having a blast.
It's alive. I do feel alive. I gotta admit, in all of this, I'm feeling very alive. So maybe a hair more alive.
Very aware of everything. Aware. Yeah.
So how are you?
What's going pretty on? Good. I mean, I can't, first of all, here we are in October. How did that even happen? I feel like it was just yesterday that, CanFit Pro happened and all of that stuff. I feel like just a few weeks ago was I finally got my feet under me after everything that with the summertime, and it was just a busy August and then getting into September, but definitely a lot of shifting and changing has happened in September that it feels good to finally be on somewhat solid ground, or at least upright and balanced a bit more than I was feeling earlier. So, yeah. And here we are. Speaking of balance, it's Libra season, and you are, this is a really cool topic that you're bringing forward today. And I can't wait for us to like dive into it. So, before we go anywhere in toward that, just can we acknowledge this is episode 41. There have been 41 continuous episodes of the Living Spiritfully podcast since January 1st. So we have one every week. I'm super thrilled about this because, I mean, before we were, when it was Come Alive, we just had those 12 couple bonus episodes. But this is like it's just really cool for me that we've been doing this a year. Because we started with the 22 season, and then the 23 season, we've had exactly 41 episodes with this one. So I just wanted to acknowledge that. It's also Thanksgiving. So I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for everyone, all of our listeners listening to not just Come Alive, but the Mind Body Misfits, Heart to Heart, and then the Living Spiritfully podcast with our correspondents, Jackie Talley and Crystal Eves and Pat Rennie. So I just wanted to acknowledge that. And I want to acknowledge you and all of your work that you've brought into this podcast. So thank you.
Thank you so much. I am in the spirit of Thanksgiving. I am very grateful for this community, the Living Spiritfully Collective, because I was doing things on my own before, and it's great. It's just so much more radiant and amplified when we're a collective and when we're all doing things together and bringing in these different bits of perspective. And so thank you so much. And I love that we're celebrating 41 not 45, not 40, you know, the traditional, not the 50th episode, the 100th episode, number 41 in true Come Alive 41. And listeners, like, I had to ask Paul, I'm like, 41. I'm like, is there significance to 41? You know, I know 108. I know that, you know, then when you go into 54 and 27, it's all the things of 108. I know 88, 99, like there's all these like kind of energies around those. I'm like, is there something around 41 that I don't know about?
And I responded, it's because I forgot to mention it last episode that it was 40. So
and I'm gonna shift it in that it's true come alive spirit that, yeah. 41, because just everything is a cause for a celebration. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
But also in astrology, so this just came to mind. In astrology, there's some things that kind of get hidden in the chart with certain placements, and this isn't for everyone, there's just certain things that they usually come forward at about 40, between 39 and 42. So, and I only know that because a lot of my placements are starting to bubble up now because of this.
Right.
So that's what we're going to say the 41 is all about.
Amazing.
We're stepping into our own now.
Amazing. This moment. Boom.
This very moment, episode 41.
41, 41.1, 41.2.
Exactly. But back to you and the topic that you brought forward, which I think is so perfect for 41 anyway. So why don't you talk to us a little bit about what you're sharing with
sure.
us?
Sure. Yeah, because it really does fall into stepping into our own, and it has to do with what actually is our own. And I came across this word, and it was in some of the things that I've been reading, and specifically it's the Gene Keys by Richard Rudd. Yes.
I have it somewhere. You can't see it in the screen, but it's on my
okay.
shelf.
Okay. So came across this, or John came across this somehow went down this rabbit hole of the Gene Keys. I've only dipped my toe in, so I can't talk with any expertise on it yet. But what I can say is that the readings that I've been doing have been life-changing with the reflections of these Gene Keys. Anyway, this word came up because it's in my Gene Key chart of quintessence. And when that word, I'm just going to say it and let it land, quintessence. And that word came in. Yeah. Like it came into my field, and I at the time had no idea what it meant. I was like, quintessence. I'm like, ooh, I like that, but I don't know what it means. And so as I started to dig into it, it's the essence behind the essence. I was like, ooh. And then it goes on to explain it's the essence behind the essence, behind the essence, behind the essence, behind the essence, like all the way to infinity. Mm-hmm. So it's spirit, it's ether. And so I've brought that into the latest session that I'm teaching of yoga, which is called The Art of Presence. And we just like right out of the gate started with this idea of quintessence and said, what, like, wow, is that like right out of the gate, not the end of the series, we're right. talking about quintessence. But the reason is because once we know this concept of quintessence, the simple awareness actually starts to shift our field and our evolution. So, and then as I was noodling this, another email came. So this is always how the universe works, right? Another email that I'm on a mailing list came, and it was basically talking about the same thing. They didn't use the word quintessence, but the idea was when we're born, we're our true self. We're, you know, courageous, confident, vibrant, open, love it, like unconditionally loving, willing to accept that love. And so I was like, wow, we're our quintessence when we come. So yeah, like that's where we're going to start this conversation.
Yeah, I love that. And that, I mean, that's kind of, I sent out an email to my mailing list, as I usually do, the full moon and the new moon. And with this last full moon, it was a full moon in Aries. The sun is in Libra. So whenever we have a full moon, the moon is opposite of where the sun is. So sun in Libra is relationships. moon in Aries is the self, because Aries says I am, and then Libra says there you are, right? So the question that I was offering to people around that time is, who am I, Aries, in relationship, Libra? And what I mean by that is, like, in my relationship with you, it presents, like, I present in a certain way. In my relationship with my students, when I'm teaching a class, I present as another way. As in my relationship with my family, I present in another way. Not that it's completely different. Like, I still feel like I'm me, but it just, like, shows up a little bit differently, right? And that's how, kind of like what I talk about with, when I talk about essence, but I love quintessence, is like even the behind that is, like when I talk about our essence being love or whatever, it's like, it's all has different expressions. So I express love in one way, you express love in another way. And when I say love, I don't just mean like how I love and connect with other people. I'm talking about the creative force of love, or the creative force of the universe. So whatever spirit is, and it comes into me, and then my essence is just how spirit flows through me. So anyways, I love this, because now I'm starting to think, like, yes, I'm always me in all of these different relationships, but it just presents and it manifests differently. Mm-hmm. But I love this quintessence of, like, what is truly the deeper me. So it's beyond the relationship that I have with other, it's beyond the me. It's like, what is that kind of, how I understand it from what you've just mm-hmm. said, but how is what spirit is moving me? How is that? Like, what is that? And how can I keep that? How can that be like my driving force, or how can that be the, yeah, whatever keeps me moving? So yeah. I love this.
Oh gosh. And like, I loved the what you said about relationship, and then I'm a little bit different this way and this way, and it's finding how that quintessence, that the true self, stays authentic in those interactions, because this is really I guess this is really, the word paradox is coming to mind, but the word might be better, that it's really kind of the challenge of this is to actually be oneself truly at all times, not putting on masks. So, the right. question is, how do I know when I'm putting on a mask, like a falseness, to be yes. with these other people, as opposed to I'm still myself, I'm still authentic, I'm just modifying how that expresses itself in order to have the message land a little bit better, or to mesh a little bit better with who I'm interacting with.
Mm-hmm. What you just said made me think mask versus costume or outfit. Because like, when I'm working out, I wear one outfit, but I'm yeah. still me working out. When I yes. am going out for dinner with friends, I'm wearing another outfit, but yeah. I'm still me wearing that outfit. Yes. If I was wearing a mask, then I'm covering myself and putting on a persona to fit in. So back to like I wear different outfits, but it's still the same me that's wearing those outfits. And then you know when you wear your Sunday best, you present yourself differently than yeah. when you wear like your sexy lingerie. Uh-huh. Although I have my sexy lingerie underneath my Sunday best, so I'm still coming from that, but you know what I'm saying. But yeah,
oh my god, the word commando just came into my head, but I'm not even gonna throw that one out there, but.
That may or may not be the sexy lingerie I was talking about.
Exactly, but, so sexy.
But yeah, that's kind of like what I think of. So I don't see it a problem to put on a different costume yes. in different relationships. But it's just more about like, am I still true to me?
Yes.
In that dress yeah. or that outfit.
The word that popped into my head was armor. So it's costume versus armor, because yeah. the armor, the costume is to dress it up and celebrate it in that, whether, you know, you wear an evening gown to go to a fancy black tie ball, or you wear your overalls to go work in the garden. Like,
yeah.
So the costume dresses up the essence to fit the situation, whereas the armor is something that we've put to protect ourselves, or like you said, the mask that hides ourselves. And, you know, sometimes this, like, we're all born this bright being, this bright, I'm just going to say ball of love, like, cause that's, yeah, that's essentially what we are, with no pre-programming, stories, filters, or okay. So, but now we're getting really complex and stuff, because that does come in through ancestral trauma. And there are layers that come in. So we can't say it doesn't come in at all, but when we come in, we're our most open. And then the experiences that we have, the interactions we have, we start to protect ourselves because we get hurt. And then we start to put things up to dim our light to fit in. And then we get fooled into thinking that that is our true self.
Right.
I don't know if you want to run with anything there.
Oh, I mean, I want to run with all of it, but I love what you had said, excuse me, about the, like the armor, because the mask can also be like armor, but this idea of like having to protect ourselves, I think walking through life, feeling the need to protect ourselves is, I mean, that's a trauma response. I'm sure it's related to some past experiences. I also understand it because this world is like, you know, I often say I'm in this world, I'm not of this world. So I don't understand it. So for somebody that doesn't get what's going on, it makes sense to wanna armor up. But it's also like, I think there's something to say about if we feel that we need to armor all the time versus this is the outfit that I'm wearing, this is how I'm presenting right now, I still feel safe enough to show up like this, mm-hmm, with the people that I am around, or in the communities that I find myself in, or the area that I live, mm-hmm, and still be, you know, still true to ourself, mm-hmm, right? Still it being an expression of who we are. I mean, because, like, you know, your Sunday best looks different than my Sunday best, right? Your ball gown is going to be different than my ball gown, because we're still expressing who we are in those places, in those instances. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, now that you just brought armor into it, I'm like, whoa, that kind of changes things even more.
Yeah,
that there's tons of there for me to reflect on.
And the question that landed with me is like, what would the world look like if we operated from our radiance rather than our reactions? Ooh. If in every moment, every interaction, we like took a breath and said quintessence and operated from radiance.
Radiating that quintessence versus not even being aware of what that quintessence is and just reacting to what's in the moment.
Yeah.
Like if somebody comes at me, the reaction would be to like come back at them or, you know, run away. Yeah. But if I'm myself, I'm just thinking out loud what you just said. If I'm myself, whatever that person comes to me, I'm just going to be radiating whatever is my quintessence back. Mm-hmm. And yes, it might mean in order for me to radiate, I might step away. I might move back. Like if somebody's throwing punches at me, I'm not just going to sit there and be like, I'm going to radiate this away, right? You're going to move away from that. But still without letting it throw you off center. I think quintessence, we find that when we come to center.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and, absolutely. Yeah.
And also, I just want to say, like, because I mean, sometimes we hear these words radiance and we think these big, grandiose, like expressions of stuff. I think like we can still radiate, like somebody that doesn't feel like, okay, this is two Leos talking here, that, you know, we're open with being at the, we both are teachers, we were presenters, like we're used to standing at the front of a room and having everybody look at us, or stand in the middle and have everybody, you know, pay attention to what we're doing. But somebody that is more of a wallflower or more introverted still has a radiance, right? We all mm-hmm. have something that emanates from us that is picked up by the others in our lives. So I just also want to mm-hmm. make mention of that, because if somebody's listening thinking, well, I don't radiate, you do. We all do. We Absolutely. Just radiate in different ways.
Oh gosh. It's that when you think of like glowing embers versus a candle flame versus a fire, like there's all different radiances.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's there's so much in that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And then something that there's so many thoughts that are going on in my head about threads to follow. It was something you said at the beginning that I had a like one of those epiphany moments that was when you said the sun moved into Libra and the moon is in Aries, I think
yeah.
you said.
Yeah, they're opposite of each other.
And Libra is about the, and I can't remember what you said.
Libra, so Aries says, here I am.
Right.
Libra would say, there you are.
Right.
So Libra would, okay. you know, is noticing the other as opposed to the one that's just self.
So, and this is like, and it's not even fully formed because it hit me in the body. I was like, oh my God, but that here I am and there you are is actually the same thing. That is the quintessence, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's the realization that we are not different. Yes. That the quintessence, the essence behind the essence to infinity at the heart of you is at the heart of me.
Right.
And maybe sometimes I see it in me, maybe sometimes I see it in you, but it's all that reflection. So it was, that was, as you said those words, I was like, oh, that was a new, deeper level of understanding, just like landed in my being. And it was like, that's way too much for me to even handle. I'm combusting. <You're>, yeah. I mean,
but you're presenting very calmly. But I totally get it, because you've said some things too that I'm like, I need a minute to reflect on that, because all the things are happening.
Because you feel them lit. This is like the internal picture that I got of what's happening in me is like this idea comes in, it like lands, it's a truth. So it like lands like deep in the center. And then everything else that's like, I kind of get this image of like, not like, oh gosh, like some fairy tale where there's little beings that are like just operating and they're like, they have their routine and they take this and they like do, 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 like, and it just chugs along. And then all of a sudden it's like, whoa, what is this? We don't know what to do with this. And everyone's scrambling inside going, this is a new idea. New idea. Change the protocol.
it wasn't. That's so funny that those very words that you just said, because I was talking to, I think it was Tam, the manager at one of the gyms that I teach at, and she was telling me about, because we had just recently changed the schedule and a lot of people short-circuited because their favorite class was no longer at the time that it's been it for the last, you know, 2 years or whatever.
Yeah.
And so a lot of, she was telling me, there was a comedian on the Netflix that was saying something about like when people's like, this too much change, this is different, I don't know what this is. And they freak out even though it's just like, anyway, so that's what made me think, but totally, completely unrelated. Back to what we were talking.
Yeah.
I mean, well, related, but not.
Completely related. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, what I was talking about was completely unrelated to your, anyways, I'm not going to go on about it. I want to hear more about what you're having to say, because that radiance versus reaction, that was like a gong hitting me and everything just kind of like aligned. And I'm like, whoa, that's the focus for me that I kind of want to reflect more on.
Oh gosh. Okay. So I'm going to start with the too much change. I can't handle it, because yes, it was a specific anecdote from quote, everyday life. What happens though in the body as we start, like even the very fact that we started with this word quintessence and it's landed, that starts a shift in our chemistry. Cause as we evolve, our body chemistry actually changes when we start to work with, these new ideas, these new concepts, allowing ourselves to let go of things and new things to come in. So there can be, it's an alchemical change that happens. Yeah. There can be moments. And I think this, when we started in opening, you said, how are you? And I said, I gotta tell you that it's been a wild ride. I think that this is maybe what's happening, because there's a lot of things that I'm working on that all of a sudden, like I can no longer be at that other existence, because mm-hmm. alchemically, with all of these things coming in, it kind of shakes the foundation. Then you're like, whoa. And it's knowing that moment when it's like, okay, whoa, I've shaken the foundation. Because there was a moment in the last few weeks where I completely lost my radiance, where I was mm-hmm. like, oh my God, I didn't even know which way was up. It was like, I got thrown in, like the image that I just got was like a surfer tumbling off the board. And then you're like, whoa, I can't find which way is up. Is that way up? And then all of a sudden, like in that, you come out of it, and sometimes you don't come out of it, but there's the falling away of something that gets let go and mm-hmm. dies. And then there's something that rises to the surface, and it's something new.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm looking at the time, because you just said something, and we're going to talk about that next month, because it's Scorpio season and it's about death. And I've been, I mean, I'm not shy about death. And when I say that, I mean like transformation and change and all of that stuff. As somebody, I don't know, I always just, as somebody who has reinvented himself many times, or I just love change. So something that you just said there makes me want, but I've been kind of focusing on that just in my life lately, because I feel like there's been so many ways that parts of me that were not allowing me to radiate, or not even not allowing me to radiate, but just no longer are aligned with the way that I've connected to my radiance now, that I have to let go of, or I have to say goodbye to, or I have to just present a little bit differently, and not for any other reason than it just doesn't fit the way I'm feeling anymore. And that's not good, it's not bad, it's just what I notice. Anyway, so what you said there about like even just getting caught up in that wave, we have to surrender to that wave to let us like to throw us around until we can get our feet under ourselves and come back out of that and move on. Mm-hmm. But I also think that comes from like really knowing truly, or being as having some sort of line of vision on what our quintessence is, even if we're not feeling like, oh, I'm super connected to it and I'm radiating it right now. When the wave comes to get us, we need to still be able to see it so we can keep our eye on the prize, so to speak. And then while we get thrown around and then we come back up, it's like, okay, and now I can continue in that direction to connect and then radiate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or something. I don't even know what I just said.
Oh,
but it came from like all of that.
Yeah.
Cause there's just so like the short, I think this is a verbal expression of me short circuiting, because there are a gazillion places that I want to go, all because you introduced this word. I mean, it shifts a lot of stuff in people when we look at a new concept, right?
Oh my gosh. It's funny because looking at it, the quintessence and the idea, it's very simple. Like it's like in its essence, it's very simple,
mm-hmm.
but it's not easy.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
It's different.
It's not easy. It's not easy to sit in my radiance. Like you said, when someone's coming at me and throwing punches, you know, usually they're not physical. Sometimes they are, but usually they're not. They're more emotional punches, but it's taking that moment to go quintessence and know that my radiance, that in that moment, and I've had those moments too of not being in that. And then I've done enough that I can actually stop myself though now and not start projecting it out, but it takes me a while to sort through it.
Yeah.
But it's knowing, it's just knowing and just saying like there's an essence of me that lies beyond all of this chaos, and knowing that if we're in the field of someone else who's experiencing that, you know, maybe as well, or maybe at a different time, it's that knowing that there's that quintessence, and it's like that person is not in their radiance, in their quintessence, but it's there. And mm-hmm. I just have to like, let, I have to sit in mine and breathe into it. And I just got a weird flash because we watched what one of the Men in Blacks, I think it was Men in Black 3. And there's this character. I can't even remember what his name is, but he in the scene, it doesn't matter about the details in the scene. He touches the shoulder of the guy and this whole field comes in, and it's like the depiction of just pure love, like what it is to just like extend like pure love. He puts his hand on the shoulder, and the person who was previously resistant and saying like that what this wasn't going to be allowed, like melted into this quintessence, this right. universal love, and then saw the whole, and then realized the decision to not allow things to happen in the moment was not in service to the greater good, in service to love. So mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll think of what scene it is and I'll put it in the show notes, and
please,
and
so yeah,
if I can find awesome. It on YouTube, I'll
Well, what you just said makes me think, and of course in Miracles, you know, it often talks about, you know, we have forgotten, they don't use the word quintessence, but I will to tie it in, but we've forgotten that truth of who we are, the quintessence, and we need to remember that. And, but the thing is, when, like you just said, when you see somebody that is operating in a certain way, you know, okay, they've just forgotten their quintessence. Mm-hmm. You're saying, but I'm going to stay in mine. In A Course in Miracles, us staying in our own is to help them remember theirs.
Yes.
And that we're just here, each other. We're yeah. helping each other find our yeah. way home.
Yeah.
And so that's that experience, that what you just said there, even with the scene of hand touching shoulder, it's that thing that one, we remember who we are, and the people that have forgotten, we just simply extend our hands, yeah. connect with them, mm-hmm. and it changes.
And in that forgetting, in watching someone else experience the forgetting, we also come to know ourself, because at that moment, it's like, I know what that feels like. I yes. know what that feels like to be in that. And that's where I really learned what empathy was. It's like, I understand what that feels like, and I'm not going to contribute to mm-hmm. that feeling, because contributing to that feeling in the here I am and there, you know, there you are, like it's like you just said, it's all energy. And so it all mm-hmm. gets reflected back. And so I think yeah. there's, kind of one thing that I'd like to say before we wrap up our conversation, and it comes to mind, is the Zen tale about the Golden Buddha, the statue. And the short version of the story is that there was a village and they had a statue of a Golden Buddha, and the villagers got wind that there was going to be a raid by another army. And they wanted to protect this statue. And so they encased this beautiful gold statue in rock or armor or something, so that you couldn't even tell that it was a statue anymore. It just looked like a rock. So the raid happened. The invading army came in. They didn't touch the statue because they didn't even know it was there. They just, you know, went by. Hundreds of years later, after all this happened, another village starts up around the same area, and a child is out playing and sees a little glint in the sunshine and goes over to this shimmer and starts like picking away at the rest of it and starts to realize that this gold is coming out, and then, you know, calls friends over and says, come help me. And so the children all start pulling away the pieces of this rock that has encased this statue. And then all of a sudden, after it's all been pulled away, this golden statue emerges again. And so that to me is quintessence and very symbol. There's so much symbolism in that story about,
oh my God. Yeah. About how the children are the ones that are peeling away all of the stuff that then reveals the gold. It makes me think that we need to get back to our childhood self. Like you said, a baby, just to loop it all back to the beginning of our conversation, a baby is in its quintessence because it doesn't have the layers that this world has, the armor, we can say, that the world has made the baby put on in order to protect itself. And to have the children pull away at everything to reveal this golden Buddha, that just is so symbolic to me. Mm-hmm. And that I love. I was hanging on every word you were saying as you're telling that story, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I love story. I think I love mythology. I love Zen tales. I think there's so much richness in those. So thank you. So and that to me summarizes quintessence.
I love that. Now you have some, we're not calling it om work anymore. We're calling it om play.
Om play. Because play, like children, like children, play, have fun with it. It's let's go with the seriousness of it. Yeah. Like, let's just have fun. I think in our interactions, even just walking around saying quintessence, especially in those interactions that we start to feel activated. Just take that breath, quintessence, and then operate from that radiance. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. So my loves, feel into your quintessence and all your interactions. And also when you're not interacting with others, when you're on your own, feel into that as well, because I mean, it's very revealing there. Check out their show's notes. Catherine may or may not put the link in there to the episode, the scene that she was talking about. If not, just picture it in your mind. It was really good. Also remember, you can continue the conversation. Head over to livingspiritfully.com and to get in on the conversation there. Kitty girl, always a pleasure to see you. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for being in my life. I mean, Thanksgiving was 2 days ago, but here we are. And I'm always grateful for you. And I can't wait. Next month, let's talk about death. Mm-hmm. Let's get into the Scorpio season
Let's do it. Let's dive deep. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I love you so much. Do you want to take it home for us?
I do. Remember, we are meant to thrive. How do you come alive?
Jam him.
The Living Spiritfully podcast is a Spiritful production. Executive producer, Paul Galoro. Co-producers, Claudia Miko and Catherine Stilo. A big thank you and much love to you, the Living Spiritfully community, for liking, subscribing, sharing, and supporting this podcast.